Alaska's five newest, all-male, village public safety officers sat on folding chairs in front of the stage. Backs ramrod straight, hands flat on thighs, they looked straight ahead, proud and expectant, as Father Elia Larson from St. Michael's Russian Orthodox Church opened the ceremony with a blessing.
Let us rejoice and give thanks to you for all that you have bestowed upon these graduates and bless this graduation.
I'm Jim Shavings, and I work and live in McCorick. I was a tribal police officer for a couple months before coming out here. My favorite part would be the defensive tactics or firearms awareness and firefighting. There's a few times when I wanted to ask myself, what am I doing here, and go home, but I hung in there and completed.
My name is John DeBieslick Sr., and I'm a VPSO from Chifornik. With this training I just got, I really believe that people will look at me different. For my job, to take care of them, so I really believe in myself from this course. It was great.
It was also tough. 10 weeks at the Sitka Public Safety Academy, over 600 hours of academic and physical training in fire prevention and control, search and rescue, community policing, and emergency medical services. Commissioner of Public Safety Walt Monaghan praised the graduates for completing a course he called grueling.
You, gentlemen, are great strength. You have to be. You must be. Sometimes you may not feel it. Sometimes it may not be appreciated. But each and every one of you will be looked upon as someone who will return calm to chaos.
VPSOs are often the first and only line of defense in over 120 rural Alaskan communities. And according to a recent task force report, they're also underpaid, working in stressful situations with little backup. The task force has called on the legislature to fund significant changes to the program, including hefty salary hikes, the addition of 60 new officers over the next 4 years, and improved housing conditions. Sergeant Leonard Wallner, statewide VPSO coordinator, acknowledged the limitations of the program and said he hoped to see some changes made.
I'd like to hope that would flourish and go above and beyond where it is now, with more officers, with better benefits, with better pay, but that remains to be seen.
Wallner is new to his position. He said he was a little nervous graduating his first class, but overall, it was very rewarding.
I think one of the greatest jobs that an Alaska State Trooper can have is to work hand-in-hand with the village public safety officers, the folks who work in the field in rural Alaska.
Good luck to anyone that comes through this training. You guys could make it.
VPSO Class 34, attention!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.